Put your Bibles and turn with me, if you will, to Mark chapter 10. And we're going to begin reading at verse 46 down through verse 52. And when they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, arose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus saith unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Our subject today, the crying of the sinner. Salvation today is an experience with the Lord God of heaven. To deny this means to deny the Word of God. There is a salvation experience today that does not meet with the approval of God because of the lack of the proper criterion according to the Word of God. This so-called salvation experience is merely a mental assent to a given truth and results in a legalistic profession that does not understand how God saves a sinner. Let me say emphatically that if you have had this kind of an experience, you have missed the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the Lord God of heaven saves a sinner, and when that individual is saved, rest assured of one thing, that individual knows what the Lord God of heaven has done to that individual. Let me illustrate it, if I may. You take time out to get married. You take time out to have children. You take time out to get an education. And rest assured of one thing, you're going to take time out to get saved. Salvation is the greatest thing that can ever happen to an individual. It's when an individual and the Lord God of heaven meet together. God meets the sinner in mercy, and we meet the Lord God of heaven in repentance. And before an individual gets saved, rest assured of one thing, God makes that person willing. God makes that person wonder if the Lord will ever save him. And when the Lord does save that person, the individual cannot get over it. He never forgets what the Lord God of heaven has done personally to his own heart. His heart is filled with praises unto the Lord. And my friend, every opportunity he has, that individual will tell other people what the Lord God of heaven has done for his own life. Now today in our lesson, we're going to look at the crying of a sinner. Before God saves a sinner, he makes that sinner to become a beggar. A friend of mine has written a song, and it goes simply like this. I'm just a beggar, a sinner saved by grace. No merit of any kind, but my Lord took my place. He's all I have and all that I need throughout eternity, for I'm just a beggar, a sinner saved by grace. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, rest assured of one thing. Before you get saved, God's going to put you in the dust and ashes of repentance, and you're going to be a beggar before the Lord. Our lesson today, the crying of the sinner, as we look at how the Lord God of heaven saved blind Bartimaeus. Our lesson falls into three categories. First of all, we're going to look at the doctrine of the total depravity of mankind. Secondly, we will see the doctrine of the crying of the sinner. And then thirdly, we will see the doctrine of instantaneous salvation. I hope we have the time to cover all of these. And if we do, and if we don't, I should say, you bear with us as we'll try to finish up the next time we come on the radio. Get your Bibles down and turn with me to Mark chapter 10, and we find beginning in verse 46 through 52, we see the crying of the sinner set forth. Our lesson falls first into this category, the doctrine of the total depravity of man. Notice verse 46. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. Here you see the doctrine of the total depravity of mankind. Jericho was known as a fragrant place. The word Jericho means fragrant. But I want you to notice something. It was under the curse of God. Now hold your seat. The Lord Jesus never performed a miracle in the city of Jericho. It was on the outside of the city. The reason? Jericho, which stands for the term fragrant, was under the curse of God. And so man today, without the Lord Jesus Christ, is dwelling in a place which is this world, and this world is under the curse of God. The second thing about Bartimaeus was this. He's declared to be a sinner by his name. Notice, he is called blind Bartimaeus, and we see he was a son of Timaeus. Now, that word Timaeus means impure, and it means to be foul in a religious sense. It means to be defiled, polluted, to be reputed, or vile. And we find this is the category of every sinner without the Lord God of heaven. Now, you may be the most moral person that ever walked in shoe leather, my radio friend, but if you've never been saved, this is the condition of your heart as set forth by the Word of God in Mark chapter 7 and verse 21. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. And blind Bartimaeus was a sinner. He's living in a place which is under a curse. He's declared to be a sinner by his name. And then the third thing was this. He was devoid of any ability to help himself. Now you say, preacher, what are you talking about? Blind Bartimaeus. Now what in the world does this mean? Blind Bartimaeus was not only blind physically, but we find he portrays a sinner without the Lord Jesus Christ who is blind spiritually. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and we find in verses 3 and 4, the scripture says this, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. If you don't understand what I'm preaching about at this hour, such as the total depravity of man and the irresistibility of God's grace and the sovereignty of the Lord God of heaven, rest assured, my radio friend, you don't understand the gospel, and therefore you're like blind Bartimaeus. You're blind, and people today are blind in their heart. They're blind in their mind, and the church is blind, the same as Bartimaeus was a blind sinner. The second thing, next thing about Bartimaeus was this. He was devoid of any ability to help himself. He was not only blind, but we find he was helpless. Now notice, he was a blind Bartimaeus. The son of Timaeus sat by the highway side begging. This means he had no job. This means he had no ability to find a job. The reason? He was blind, and he was cast off, and we find he was helpless. And so, therefore, he was helpless to deliver himself. In like manner, you cannot deliver yourself, because the Lord God of heaven tells us very clearly in John chapter 6, and we find in verse 63 through 66 these words. Listen to what our Lord says. It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. And he said, therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. From that time many of his disciples went back and walk no more with him. And our Lord told the truth today. People are blind. People also are helpless. Individuals today without Christ are beggars before the Lord. And then last of all, we find that they are despised by the vast majority of our religious people. Now, where in the world do you find that? Again, look with me. Mark chapter 10, verse 48. Blind Bartimaeus was crying out, and many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Look at that word charged for just a moment. Listen to what it means. It means to tax with a fault. It means to reprove or censure severely. It means to keep one away from another. It means to hold your peace. It means to keep silent. And we find there's a threat of force involved to keep that person silent. And I want to tell you this, my radio friend, when God awakens a sinner, and that sinner stands up in the average congregation and says to the people, "Brethren, sisters, pray for me. I'm a lost sinner." The average religious person will try to lead that individual on a profession the very next moment. And when that can't be done, they turn on him and charge that person of being hard-hearted and unable and so on and so forth. And rest assured of one thing, that poor sinner will be expelled by that congregation if they can't lead him on a profession right away. The reason the vast majority of our religious people today do not understand how God saves a sinner, and they do not understand the work of the Spirit that goes in the heart of an individual. What about you at this hour? Do you? We find Bartimaeus was despised by the religious multitude, and then we see also he was destined to die unless supernatural help was given him. The same thing is true at this hour. My radio friend, if you're not born again, you are destined to die unless supernatural help is given to you. Remember, it is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. And our Lord Jesus gave a command that Bartimaeus was to be brought to him, or else Bartimaeus would never have been saved. And in like manner, the Lord God of heaven must shine in the heart of a sinner with the light of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and with the reality of salvation and redemption, or that sinner is destined to die. Now let's look again at Bartimaeus for just a moment. We see also here the doctrine of the crying of a sinner. You see, salvation is the greatest thing that can ever happen to you if and when it does. And when the Lord Jesus Christ begins to deal with a sinner through the power of the Holy Spirit, rest assured of one sinner, that sinner is going to cry. Have you ever cried unto the Lord God of heaven to save you? If you don't know what I'm talking about, my hope is the Lord will put a cry in your heart at this hour. In verses 47 and 8 of Mark 10, we see Bartimaeus crying out because of his condition. He was blind. He was a beggar. He heard that Jesus Christ was passing by. He was afraid the Lord was going to leave him. And so he was crying out because of his sinful condition. And my friend, if you've never cried out before the Lord God of heaven because of your sinful condition, rest assured of one thing. You've missed repentance. You've missed Holy Spirit conviction. You've missed repentance. You've missed Christ. And you miss salvation. No sinner escapes this, no matter who that individual may be. The second thing about Bartimaeus is this. He cried because he heard that it was the Lord Jesus. He was crying also because of the work of God in his soul. You see, God was working in him. Bartimaeus didn't want to remain blind. He didn't want to remain a beggar. He wanted the Lord Jesus Christ to save him. And it's a fulfillment of God working in the heart of a sinner when it says, "Thy people shall be made willing in the day of God's power." The vast majority of our religious people today have never had their sinful heart broken before God. Their mind is still enmity against God. And when the gospel goes home in the power of the Holy Spirit, the vast majority rise up in rebellion against the truth of the Lord God of heaven. Oh, my radio friend today, God's going to make you cry before he saves you. Then Bartimaeus was crying because of the brevity of opportunity. He knew that the Lord Jesus was passing by. Notice, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me." He cried out because of the brevity of opportunity. He knew that if the Lord Jesus passed by, and he didn't know if he was ever going to come by again, and he knew that if Christ passed by and he wasn't saved, there wouldn't be another opportunity for him to be converted. And this is what God does in the heart of a sinner just before he saves that sinner. That sinner is afraid the Lord God of heaven will pass by and leave him in his sin. And he begins to cry out, "Oh Lord, have have mercy on me and save me, or else I perish. And then Bartimaeus cried out also because of his desire for healing. He cried, too, because of the opposition, in spite of the opposition. And notice, they many charged him to hold his peace. But he cried out the more, exceedingly, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." And is there a sinner today that doesn't know Christ? Oh, I urge you at this hour, if you don't know the Lord Jesus, you cry. Cry, sinner. Cry like you've never cried before for the Lord Jesus. And then last of all, Bartimaeus also cried when he was healed by the Lord. Now you say, "Preacher, wait a minute. What are you talking about?" Luke chapter 18 and verse 43, you see Bartimaeus crying for joy because of the Lord healing him. Now, do you know what I'm talking about? Oh, my radio friend, if the Lord hasn't healed you, my hope is that He will at this hour. The greatest thing can happen to you, if it ever does, is for the Lord to save you. Until we meet again, this is Pastor Peter North here saying goodbye, and oh, may the Lord spare you before it's too late.
Thank you for joining us this week for this edition of The Mercies of God. We hope that this broadcast has been a blessing in your life, and that you take Pastor Peter Nortier's very practical preaching to heart and put it to work in your life, in your home, in your workplace, and in your world. These messages may have been preached many years ago, but there is a generation that has not been blessed with these messages from Pastor Peter Nortier. If you've been blessed by this message and you would like to help share this message with others, would you prayerfully consider partnering with this ministry as the Spirit of God leads? Please write us at The Mercies of God, P.O. Box 150-439, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49515. That address once again, The Mercies of God, P.O. Box 150-439, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49515. Your gifts of financial support to this ministry are greatly appreciated and will be invested in the kingdom of God. Until next week, please remember to pray daily, seek the face of the Father, and to always ask for the mercies of God.